And what we did, we looked at WURM buildings, and we did, you know, this kind of framework for introduction. And we have this wind catcher, a light pipe. We install it in one of our buildings, in the Lego buildings next to the library in construction management. We took this wind catcher, and we have the light pipe as well. You can see it here from the inside. You can see it here. It's very kind of luminant. And that's the light coming in, and you can see the reflection of the light. This natural light, there is no light bulbs or whatever. This natural light, this sunlight coming into side room because of this reflective aluminium tube. And we did some study. We look at it, you know. So we measured the temperature inside the room. We measured the daylighting levels, this post-occupancy evaluation to see that, to gauge whether this building is working properly or not. And we also gave, you know, the students who are using this lecture seminar, we give them questionnaires as well to ask them about what do they feel about the thermal, visual, and about their well-being. Do they like the environment in that room or not? And what we found that, you know, this here, this just sample of the results, shows different, here the wind speed. So here we're measuring the wind speed. So the maximum wind speed was about 3 meters per second. And here also measuring the temperature. This is the external temperature. This is the blue one is the internal temperature, and the red one is the external temperature. And the other one, this one is about humidity as well. This is the external humidity, and this is the internal humidity. And we measure how much air is coming in and going out. We find that, you know, the wind catchers, they work relatively well in this kind of conditions. And when we ask, you know, the occupant survey, when we ask the students, we found that about 60% of the students, they were feeling more comfortable. For example, 40% they're feeling neutral. That's mean in they don't feel too hot or too cold in that, you know, 40%. So it's not bad. And then when we ask them, you can see here, most of them, they are between slightly warm and neutral because it was summer day as well. So, but still, it wasn't, you know, they said it was performing better. They said before the wind catcher was installed in this seminar, it was really hot. So the wind catcher helped, you know, to eliminate this heat, you know, to relieve the sensation of this hot weather. And this here with the age of the people. So usually older people always feel much cooler than younger people. Younger people, you know, the metabolic rate, if you are young, you release more heat than if you are older. When you get older, you need to feel more warm most of the time. And we did some other buildings as well. This shopping center, I showed you the picture at the beginning. This revolving towel as well. And we have different sensors for all those temperatures and inside the buildings. And we got some results as well. Unfortunately, the results, what they showed us, they showed that, you know, the wind catchers were not properly used. The wind catchers were integrated with air conditioning, for example. So if it is too hot day, for example, if the wind catchers, they are not working fully to provide good sensation for the occupants, the air conditioning will come on. And that didn't happen. The wind catchers were not well used within the buildings and the integration. And that's because of problems of integration as well. I talked about this problem of diversity of the construction industry. That means a lot of people, they're working, and sometimes they are not focused on the same design target. And this causes the problem. And this what we're trying now to advocate, to integrate the facility management in the design and construction. So all those people involved at the early stage of the design, planning, design, construction of the building, or people who will be later on using the building or be managing the building, they have to be involved through the whole life cycle of the buildings.